Hello everyone and welcome. Welcome old and young and everybody in between. Welcome to our service for Pentecost Sunday. We have our cross and our world to remind us that Jesus came to die for everyone. Please join in along with the prayers and the hymns that you'll see on the screen. We're going to begin our service now with some Pentecost responses, followed by our first hymn.
Hallelujah! Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah!
The fire of God is coming. Sing praises.
Sing praises to God.
The wind of God is blowing. Sing praises.
Sing praises to God.
The joy of the Spirit is here. Sing praises.
Sing praises to God.
Sing praises to God, all the earth. Sing praises.
Sing praises. Almighty God, help us today to be open to your Spirit, to hear your word, proclaim your glory, and celebrate the good news of Jesus. Amen.
And now we think about those times this week when we feel we've let ourselves down, or let our neighbour down, or let God down. And we say our confession. We confess to you our selfishness and lack of love. Fill us with your Spirit. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. We confess to you our fear and failure in sharing our faith. Fill us with your Spirit. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. We confess to you our stubbornness and lack of trust. Fill us with your Spirit. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. May the Father forgive us by the death of his Son and strengthen us to live in the power of the Spirit all our days. Amen. And now we say our collect. Holy Spirit, sent by the Father, ignite in us your holy fire. Strengthen your children with the gift of faith. Revive your church with the breath of love, and renew the face of the earth. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
A reading from Acts chapter 2. When the feast of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Without warning, there was a sound like a strong wind. Gale force. No one could tell where it came from. It filled the whole building. Then, like a wildfire, the Holy Spirit spread through their ranks and they started speaking in a number of different languages as the Spirit prompted them. There were many Jews staying in Jerusalem just then, devout pilgrims from all over the world. When they heard the sound, they came on the one. Then when they heard, one after another, their own mother tongues being spoken, they were blown away. They couldn't for the life of them figure out what was going on and kept saying, "Aren't these all the Galileans? How come we're hearing them talk in our various mother tongues? Parthians, Medes and Elamites, visitors from Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and parts of Libya belong to Crete, immigrants from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, even Cretans and Arabs. They're speaking our languages, describing God's mighty words. Their heads were spinning. They couldn't make head or tail of any of it. They talked back and forth, confused. What's going on here? Of his joke, they're drunk on cheap wine. That's when Peter stood up and, backed by the other 11, spoke out with bold urgency. Fellow Jews, all of you who are visiting Jerusalem, listen carefully and get this story straight. These people aren't drunk, as some of you suspect. They haven't had time to get drunk. It's only 9 o'clock in the morning. This is what the prophet Joel announced would happen. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on every kind of people. Your sons will prophesy. Also your daughters, your young men will see visions, your old men dreams. When the time comes, I pour out my spirit on those who serve me, men and women both, and they prophesy. I set wonders in the sky above and signs on the earth below. Brilliant fire and billowing smoke. The sun turned and black and the moon blood red. Before the day of the Lord arrives, in day tremendous and marvellous, and whoever calls out for help, to me, God will be saved.
Today, the church is celebrating Pentecost Sunday. And Pentecost Sunday is the birthday of the church. It all started like this. Jesus had been born, he came to earth, he taught, he died on the cross, rose again. And then he spent 40 days where he shared with his friends. He taught them. He was with them. After that, he told them he was going back to his Father in heaven. And when he went back, they saw him go in a cloud. But before he went, Jesus left some instructions for his disciples. Two main instructions. The first one, he told them to stay in Jerusalem and to wait for the coming of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is God, the third part of the Trinity. And the second thing he told them to do was to go and tell everybody they possibly could, everything they possibly knew about Jesus. So the disciples waited. They waited and they prayed. And they were all together when something amazing happened. Something they saw, something they heard, and something they could speak about. They heard a sound like a rushing wind. It was God's Holy Spirit blowing through them. They saw flickering tongues of fire that danced over them. And the friends were caught up in the Spirit of God, which is God himself. And suddenly they were full of courage and wisdom and energy. So they went out into the streets of Jerusalem. There were many, many crowds of people who'd gathered together to celebrate Pentecost. And the disciples began to speak. And when they spoke, it was like angels had crept into their heads. The people who were listening were amazed. They were from many, many different countries, different parts of the world. They spoke many different languages, but all of them could understand what the disciples were saying. Some people, though, didn't like it. They stood up and they said, "These people are drunk. It's only 9 o'clock. They're drunk already." But Peter stood up and he said, "No, we're not drunk. Not drunk, like you say. It's God's Holy Spirit which has come. It's all because of what Jesus had done. Jesus came and he did many, many things when he was with us. He healed the sick. He taught us to pray. He went around doing good. But you crucified him. You thought you got rid of him, but you hadn't. It wasn't the end. No, it was only the beginning. Jesus came back to life, and he has shown us what it's like to be a real servant king." When the disciples heard what Peter was saying, heard what Jesus was saying, they were sorry. They wanted to know more about this. They wanted to know what they could do. So Peter told them. Peter said, "Tell God that you're sorry. Tell God, be baptized, and God will forgive you, and God's Holy Spirit will come and live with you and give you strength to do the right things if you follow him." And you know what happened? About 3,000 people were baptized that day. 3,000 people believed. Isn't that amazing? And that was the day that the church was born. That was the day that the church started. And that's why we can celebrate today. Today is the birthday of the church. And because Peter and the others told stories of Jesus to everyone, they went and told their children and their grandchildren. And when they grew up, they told their children and their grandchildren. And then they grew up and told their children and their grandchildren, and so on and so forth. And soon, the good news about Jesus was spreading everywhere. And one day, people came to England, and they told the people who were living here about Jesus. Churches were built throughout this country. And not just throughout this country, but throughout the world too. So today, there are people meeting in buildings that are old. But in this country alone, there are people who don't have purpose-built churches. They meet in cinemas or schools or warehouses or even former nightclubs. There are Christians meeting in churches where they meet outside. There are Christians meeting in some places throughout the world where thousands gather together each week. And there are some churches where there's just a handful of people who faithfully meet to worship and pray. Sometimes they even have to meet in ones or twos and meet in secret because in their countries they're not allowed to be Christians. And none of these churches are the same, because everybody is different. So all the worship services are different. In some churches, there are noisy services where Christians clap and dance and sing. In other places, the services are quieter and reflective. And there are services in between all of these things. But the thing that is the same is that wherever Christians meet, they're meeting to share together the love of Jesus for his world. And actually, you know, the church is not the building. We don't need a building to be church. If there was no building, there would still be a church, because the church is the people of God. Now, in some parts of the world, the church is growing enormously, and in other places, not so much. What's happening in our church? Are we seeing people come to know Jesus? Are we brave in the things that we say about what we believe? I wonder what our church will look like in 20 years' time, in 50 years' time, in 100 years' time. Will it still be there and open for worship, for people to come? Or will it have been turned into something else because nobody came? What would you like to see happening in your church? Today is the birthday of the church, and we celebrate and we're thankful. We're thankful for all those people who passed on the good news so we could hear it. Let's pray that our generation and the people of the next generation and those who come after will still be rejoicing and celebrating in all that God has done as they celebrate the birthday of the church in the future. And now we're going to stop, and we're having a few moments to reflect. The children from Bredsall School have been doing some illustrations how they see and understand Pentecost. And we're going to look at those now. And as you do that, I'd like you to think about and consider what it means for us to be church, for us to know and serve Jesus, and how you would like our church to look in the future.
Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we come into your presence now, we bring before you your world, the world in which you sent your Spirit, a world which you have entrusted to us to care for. We know that we have failed you. We've failed to care for this beautiful place. And we ask, Lord, that you will help us to realise where we have gone wrong and to help us to change our behaviour and care for this planet and restore it to the beautiful place that you created for us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our ministers and teachers. We pray, Lord, that just as you enabled those early apostles to speak with boldness about you and about your love, we pray now that you will also enable and encourage our priests and ministers, our bishops, and all those who are recognised in your church, to give them that energy and that power of speaking that lives may be changed. We pray for your Spirit to come upon all those around us and enabling your church even now to grow. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We remember those for whom witnessing to you is very difficult, even dangerous. We pray for those who may be discouraged because of that danger. We pray that you will be there alongside them, that your love will surround and sustain them. And we give you thanks, Lord, for their courage. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We remember all those who are suffering in any way. So many people have suffered from the pandemic or suffered from the effects of the pandemic. So many more are suffering because they've not been able to be treated for other ailments. So, in a moment of quiet, let's just remember those that we maybe know who are struggling at this time with illness, with disease, with discomfort because they've not been able to have replacement joints or whatever it may be. Be alongside those that we've thought of, Lord, and be alongside those who are caring and showing love for them and to them. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And finally, we remember, Lord, those who have gone before us, those who are now with you in your presence. Thank you for their witness, their love, their lives of faith. Lord, be with us as we remember them and give thanks. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And as you taught your children to pray when you were with them in person, will now be led in saying the words of that prayer by the children from Bredsall School.
We will now say together the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
We're going to sing a hymn now. It's a new hymn, but the tune, anyone who's ever watched or listened to the FA Cup final will definitely recognise the tune. The words challenge us, and they ask God to help us to revive, to heal and transform society. And we know that only God can do that. It's called We Seek Your Kingdom.
We seek your kingdom throughout every meeting.
Thank you all again for joining us today. As we go into the coming week, let us go with God beside us. We say a final prayer. May God's Spirit be in our lives. May God's Spirit be in our world. May God's Spirit be love between us. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.